With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital, this time with a bladder issue. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed this afternoon, and reports indicate the White House has been informed. A series of Israeli strikes has hit Rafah, the city on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip, where 1.4 million Palestinians have fled to escape fighting elsewhere in the four-month Israel-Hamas war. Israel's been signaling its ground offensive in Gaza may soon target the city on the Egyptian border. Today, the White House says President Biden had warned Prime Minister Netanyahu that Israel should not conduct a military operation against Hamas in Rafah without a, quote, credible and executable plan to protect citizens and civilians. On ABC News this week, Netanyahu says even though there are more than a million Palestinians now crammed into southern Gaza in the Rafah city, it's a small area to be evacuated.
Well, Rafah is a very small percentage of Gaza, and I think it's about 10% or 15%.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden's advanced age back in the spotlight.
Last week began with the president mixing up the names of two world leaders. At separate campaign fundraisers, he recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. Then on Friday, the special counsel's bombshell report on classified documents described the 81-year-old Joe Biden's memory as hazy, fuzzy, and having significant limitations. At a press conference, the president insisted his memory is fine, but soon mixed up the names of the Mexican and Egyptian presidents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shooting at Lakewood Church in Houston this afternoon. Police say a woman entered the megachurch with a rifle hidden in her trench coat and opened fire, wounding two people, including a five-year-old child who was with her. That's before off-duty officers working security shot and killed the woman. This is SRN News. A new warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first Roman emperor to embrace Christianity and become its champion now has a reconstructed statue befitting his larger-than-life role in history. Authorities in Rome have unveiled a replica of the statue that Constantine commissioned for himself around 312 A.D. It stands over 42 feet in height and was modeled using 3D scans of the 9 marble body parts that remain from the original. This is SRN News. The idea of college athletes becoming unionized appears to be growing.
A pair of Dartmouth basketball players working to unionize their team now say other athletes have been reaching out to them to see if they can join the effort. Romeo Merthil and Cade Haskins say they've been bombarded with messages on social media since a National Labor Relations Board official last week said the players are indeed employees of the school and thus have the right to form a union. The players say they've heard from other Dartmouth teams and others around the Ivy League. Jason Walker reporting.
A handful of super powerful tropical cyclones in the last decade has a couple of experts proposing a new category of whopper hurricanes, Category 6. Two climate scientists suggest the traditional 5-category scale developed more than 50 years ago may not do enough to show the true power of the storms. SRN News.